Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in the secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long? Will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaks rocks in pieces? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Favor to the wicked, save the wicked. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Peterson, in his paraphrase of the New Testament, The Message, puts that part of the gospel this way. Do you think I came to smooth things over and make everything nice? Not so. I've come to disrupt and confront. Or as Luke put it, do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Well, that's a great passage to come back from vacation and to preach on. This Sunday is one of those Sundays when my Greek professor at Sewanee, Dr. Reese, would throw his arms over the pulpit and declare, there's not much good news in the scripture today. I confess that I'm tempted to do that. I'm also tempted to just skip over this gospel passage and to go to some feel-good scripture. His eye is on the sparrow sort of thing. I'm reminded of a man named Wilbur Reese, I think I've told you this before, who wrote, I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep, but enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love an enemy or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Now, that's about as much God as most of us want, about as much God as most of us can stand. Enough to make us feel good, to make us comfortable, but not to challenge us. I'm afraid we get more than our $3 worth of God in today's gospel reading, because the gospel for today challenges us and discomforts us. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Jesus is letting those around him know that following him will not be easy, and that the gospel, the good news, will not always bring peace. He's telling them and he's telling us that if we think it's easy to follow him, think again. Following him is not just about sitting in a comfortable pew on a Sunday morning and reciting the prescribed prayers. And you and I know that. Deep down, we know that. We've experienced it in our own church. One of the advantages, or perhaps disadvantages, of being my age is that I've experienced and been through a lot of turmoil in the church. Stop and think about it. I'm not sure there has been such division in the Episcopal Church since the time of the Reformation. Go back in time and recall all of the strife and division that this church has experienced. Way back in the 70s, we had prayer book revision. And today, that doesn't seem like such a big deal, but let me tell you, it was then. People left the church in droves, and they formed new Anglican churches. Or in the 80s, we had the ordination of women. Again, turmoil. Splitting of the church. Lots and lots of people left then, and more new churches were formed. And I hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." And then later on, the ordination of an openly gay bishop, which really split the church. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace? No, I tell you, division." And most recently, the blessing of same-sex unions in our church, and more division. And we lost parishioners right here at St. Thaddeus. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." So you and I have experienced the truth of which Jesus spoke. If we follow Jesus, we will have discord and differences in our families and in our churches. The question for us is how we respond to the divisions that happen in our lives and in our church. Or let's think beyond church. During this election year, which always likened to a circus coming to town, we find our nation deeply divided. And the question arises, how do we follow Christ in politics? Again, I'm of an age that's helpful to recall that we've seen it worse before. Remember the civil rights struggle of the 60s and 70s? The Freedom Riders, the lunch counter sit-ins, Rosa Parks, Selma, Alabama, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And Jesus says, "Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? I tell you, rather, division." Or I recall 1968, I was in seminary at the time, and it seemed that things were falling apart. The center wouldn't hold. Dr. King killed in Memphis. I marched in Atlanta at his funeral with 100,000 others. Robert Kennedy murdered in Los Angeles. Riots in the streets of Chicago during the Democratic National Convention. Distress was the order of the day. And we hear Jesus say, "Do you think that I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." And today, in the midst of the election campaigns, we see that politically there are friends and neighbors, fellow parishioners who hold different points of views. Those folks must be respected rather than simply condemned. You and I make a promise at every baptism to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. And how do we respect the dignity of every human being? Do we? Really? there are Christians on both sides of the political issues of our day. And to follow Jesus means acknowledging that he brings not peace, but division. The late Alan Jones, Dean of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, reminded us that it is important that we remember that there is no greater pathology in religion than that of confusing one's own will with God's. We must be wary of the God is on our side rhetoric. When Jesus confronted people, it always meant a choice. The choice was between old attachments and the new life. It was a difficult choice then, and it is for us now. I don't know about you, but I'm always tempted to ask in Ree's words for a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. For $3 worth of God, please. That's why in today's gospel, Jesus confronts us with the reality that he comes not to bring peace, but division. When I began this sermon, I said it was hard to see good news in today's scripture. I think I misspoke. There is good news here, but you have to look for it. And I discovered it as I wrote this sermon. Jesus knew that if he is followed, there would be divisions in families, in politics, in religion. But, when he is followed, he becomes our peace. That's the good news. He is our unity. He is our peace when he comes first in our lives. Amen.
Will you please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 9 in your bulletin? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found in your bulletins. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Nancy McKeon Johnson, Vicki Guthrie, and Karen Schutz. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Pat, Baylor, Dwayne, Shay, Margaret, Don, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Pat, Marcy, Eddie, Eric, Alberta, Joyce, Bonnie, Whitney, Marcia. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, especially Brent and Pat, that you will for them will be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people and what we have asked faithfully. Grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Several announcements to which I would call your attention. First and foremost, members of the vestry, don't get too excited. The vestry meets this Tuesday night. All right. The vestry just really excited about that. I would remind you to, if you haven't, pick up one of the blue boxes for the UTO, United Thank Offering. They're out in the narthex. Put it on your kitchen table, and every day as you walk by that table, thank God for the many blessings that we all have, and put a coin or a dollar bill or a $100 bill, whatever, in there as a way of saying thank you. And then in the fall, we'll have an in-gathering, and all of this will go to mission work both here and abroad. So remember to do that. The other thing is, be sure and sing today's communion hymn. It's one of everybody's favorite, and it has so much to do, I think, with what I had to say in the sermon. So don't just let the choir sing it. You all sing it too. Are there any other announcements? walk in love as Christ loved us, gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. So, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebekah, Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen the Lord, be not us. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.